Brayden Brown now joined by Chris Schmidt, head boys basketball coach for the Olpe Eagles. We appreciate him stopping by. We're in the midst of the Lyon County League Tournament and coming off a first-round win for Olpe. They were able to pick off MDCV on a Wednesday night. Coach, for those that may have missed the game, can you walk us through some of the big moments?
Well, I thought, you know, we didn't get off to a blazing start, let's put it that way. I think it was 14-12 after the first quarter, and then we got a little separation second quarter, but really the third quarter was the difference. I thought our intensity was a lot better, and we, you know, off of our defense, we got a lot more on offensive opportunities, and, you know, we kind of, again, we got a lot of kids playing time. They all got in and got some good minutes, and, you know, we got out with a first-round victory.
I know you've been a part of this tournament for a long time. What is it about this tournament that makes it so special?
Well, it starts with Ted Van Acker. He does a great job of putting the tournament on, and you know, I think the White Auditorium is a great atmosphere. We played in a lot of state tournaments all over the state, and I think White's one of the best places you can play. And for our kids to have that opportunity to go up there and play in that facility, it's a special time for our kids.
When you look at coming into the tournament, you guys, the top overall seed, you're able to win the regular season for the Lyon County League. Obviously, the expectations coming into the tournament are at an all-time high for Olpe.
Yeah, you know, we talk about that everybody's, you know, kind of come after us, and that's, we want to be in that spot, but we have to meet each and every challenge, and we know that, you know, with Lebo next, it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Chris Schmidt stopping by talking Olpe Eagles basketball, getting ready for that Lebo game going on tonight. They're going to close things out at 8:30. What do you remember about the first go-around with the Wolves?
Well, we played them the Friday right before Christmas, and, you know, we were down a little bit, and then we had an injury in the second half and kind of had to fight through some things. I really thought we had some kids step in and hit some big shots, and, you know, they didn't shoot it real well against us, which I know they're doing a better, you know, shooting the ball better now. And, you know, we were able to get away, but they're a young bunch of guys that, you know, they're just getting better every time they come out. So they're a different team than they were before Christmas, for sure.
You mentioned having some guys out, and I know you've dealt with some injuries this year. How's the team starting to gel back together as you get some of those pieces back?
Well, it's happening, I think, slowly but surely. We're still, you know, still searching for some things here and there. We got, you know, there's just areas that some kids are better than others at others. It'd like to be more consistent. You know, you got some kids that feel like they're doing the things defensively, but then offensively aren't quite where we need them, and vice versa. But they're working hard at it. They push each other every day in practice, and we'll figure it out eventually.
Chris Schmidt, Olpe boys basketball coach. We always appreciate his insights. Coach, good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of the tournament.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.